Man. Oh man, that's crazy.
You got a problem
with being Polish?
Welcome to Comic Playground, where we accept everybody. Holy cow, the what's going on behind the scenes is worse than what's on the camera and
hopefully
recorded on the podcast. I used to work when I worked at the NFL on Fox with Terry Bradshaw and those guys. It was behind the scenes was so much better to hear Terry and Howie and all those guys just swearing. It was, I can't believe it. Just ridiculous stuff. So Corbin Ford, as everybody knows, I'm doing the Letterman thing and not even trying to do it. Kids, wake the dog. We're going to have fun. So Corbin and I talked this past week. He's going to be going to the marathon of the all the Marvel movies.
Not running a marathon.
He's going to be running a marathon while watching. He's going to watch the everyone. Whole thing on his phone. We're going to get him one of the old carrot top
bibs.
Well, he used to have this kind of structure that went around. Yeah, like a harmonica holder. That went around his neck and it would hold his microphone as he did all his props and then gradually was able to afford a lavalier microphone.
I so, passed out around Dark World or whatever.
Thank you, Luxor.
Wow, trying to get back in with... you're out with the Phoenix Zoo because of the bug problem and McDonald's you had issues with, but now for Luxor, trying to get some money.
Looking I've actually met the guy, very nice guy. Yeah,
Carrot Top, he's fantastic.
He's awesome, dude. Yeah.
He texts me constantly and it gets awkward.
He's my hair goal.
There it is.
Yeah. My hair will get there eventually. The color might be different.
So Corbin's going to be doing that. He's going to be doing a bunch of videos for us and social media stuff. Documenting his couple of days leading up to Endgame, and only cost him $2,500. Yeah, $2,500.
It was for
the
a
retail
lifetime.
Price was $5.
Yeah, okay. He can watch the movie as much as he wants for $25,000.
You can't pass that, guys.
No, you can't pass it.
Not at all.
It's Donnie, a steal. Anything happened to you that made you mad this week?
No, everything was actually
great. Moving
good.
On. Yes, right. Adonis got brain surgery set. That's real.
Real deal.
You're playing to the camera. Thumbs up again.
Hi.
And introducing yourself.
Hi, I'm Adonis.
So,
still Adonis. Still.
Always Adonis.
So that's set. That's going to be right after Endgame.
Pretty much, yeah.
It comes out. So you're going to watch that. You're going to be here for that podcast.
Yes,
and
I will.
And apparently he says he needs a little break for recovery.
We'll see. We'll see.
Some quotation marks.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah. No, if you come in, we'll buy you an extra toy or something like that.
Oh, goody.
Right. Yeah. Corbin will buy you a mystery box.
Worth $25,000.
Hey, anything for you, buddy.
Whatever it takes.
Zach, anything interesting going on with you before we get rolling here?
Oh, yeah. Always interesting things going on with me. I don't want to talk about them.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Always something interesting,
stay private.
But secret. Secretive and interesting. We have a couple of people looking on. David, who was here a few weeks ago, who did a great job and has the comic. It's Reno. Reno, R-H-E-N-O. That's what I said.
Not the city.
Not the city. No. Not Vegas.
Reno 911.
No, it's a dinosaur comic.
The biggest then, little dinosaur comic
and Mike,
in the world.
Mike, who has, I haven't met, but he's making himself really comfortable right now, which is great.
He looks more comfortable than Donnie ever has on those beanbags.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, Donnie, you're the only person that you could be in like a chaise lounge and it would feel like you just went to jail. Like, what's going on here? So another thing I want to get out of the way, too, coming up Fan Fusion at the end of May, if all of us still live here. That's directed directly at
oh yeah
Zach. Do you know if you're living here anymore?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so
yes. Okay.
Way to be
awesome. Way to share that great news with us.
For like people, maybe kind of
not really. Did you find a job?
It's complicated, but
no,
I'll probably.
No, it's either did you find? It's either yes or no. There's no complications to did you find a job.
There's some complications. I'm here for now.
All right.
I got a few records I got to clean up, but yeah,
yeah, a few things.
All right, so we will be at FanFusion. FanFusion is going to be a difference maker for this show, for anybody listening, because we're going to get a bunch of interviews and a bunch of video stuff we're going to use on the website. Friends of ours from Fireside, welcome to fireside.com. Those guys are going to be involved with us there as well a little bit. So we're looking forward to that. And I've been working with Fan Fusion, which for those of you who aren't in Phoenix don't know what it is. It's the Phoenix version of Comic-Con, yep. But Comic-Con is a patent-pending or restricted trademark type of word, so people are getting away from using that a lot of the time. So Phoenix Fan Fusion, it also is more, it's also a broader than just, a lot of times when people say Comic-Con, they think only comic books. This is fans yeah. of just about everything. So we're going to have a lot of fun there, making a lot of, as the kids say in the industry, I don't know how many kids are in the industry unless it's China and they're making shoes for Nike.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm on the side of Donnie just lost my Just Do It tag.
We're burning sponsors left and right.
You have to get sponsors to burn them. That's part of the issue.
Part of the charm.
Pre-burning.
So... we're all looking for that. So let's dive right into one of the big topics that we've all been going around talking about is the Disney Plus, which Toledo told me this week once it was announced. And for those of you who don't know what Disney Plus is, it's a streaming platform that Disney will be basically, I guess, the studio, which means they're creating all the content. For those of you who don't know, when you in Hollywood, as the big boys say, in Hollywood, there's a studio who creates stuff and then they sell it to a network. Sometimes there's even somebody in the middle. Disney's basically going to take the whole thing and create from beginning to end to all the way to distribution with this, which is a big thing. And when that news came out, Rich, Netflix.
It was on Friday. And when Disney announced, they announced their pricing platforms and they announced their launch date. When that happened, Netflix lost $3.2 billion in value.
Don't you like that? It's like Disney just did the snap right there. Whoa.
They really did.
Thanos style. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, how much did...
it's a good time to buy Netflix stock.
How much did Disney gain? Yeah. I mean, their stocks went up at the same time, right?
I believe so. We only care about losses here.
Oh, we're that
we
side.
Yeah, we're burning bridges, remember? We're the remember? Negative yeah. group, but I'll stall while Toledo Googles it. Yeah, so we're not exactly... We will get into that, too.
Steady.
Disney just stayed steady?
Little dip earlier today, but that's it.
No, on Friday when the announcement came.
So in the last 5 days.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Look at that. Look at that spike.
Yeah, it went up 6,000%.
So it was at 115, now it's trading at 132.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That's... I call that a spike.
Something pretty good. So
they gained Netflix completely.
Now, Zach, you had worked over at Disney. I believe you created Mickey Mouse?
I did. Actually, I played Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I think everybody here could do a Mickey Mouse.
Oh,
We could all be doing...
I'm more of a goofy body build.
Yeah.
I can't do anything. I'm sorry.
A little gorged.
That was really good, Scooby.
Goofy with asthma.
All the dogs have a basic sound.
Basically, yeah.
But so I was trying to... what did you do over there?
Yeah, so this was back in 2010 to 2012. I actually worked on Disney's first streaming movie platform. It was called Disney Movies Online, and really creatively named, obviously.
Right.
And this was before the iPad came out, before mobile streaming was really a thing. And it was per movie, essentially. So you were paying for a streaming version of a movie, and you would own the rights of it for in theory, in perpetuity. You'd always be able to get it streaming.
He really worked on it because he said in perpetuity.
Yes. Oh, digging into the rights for the movies was insane, by the way, to find out like where there was one movie. I don't even remember which one it was, but it was legal to stream it in Greece until the year 3000. not a joke.
That's a real...
This was a real thing.
Was there ever anything...
That's back in Notre Dame.
So was there anything that you... Did you have to sign an NDA for any of this stuff? Apparently not for that. But
apparently not. No, I mean, I don't...
I can't believe that now, if people were working on some of this stuff for Disney, that they'd be allowed to talk about it.
Yeah,
probably not. And if I signed an NDA about it, I don't think it would apply to this kind of information because it's pretty dated. I'm sure at this point the rights have all been taken care of. But it was complicated because sometimes HBO would own the streaming rights, the VOD, like video on demand rights, mm-hmm. and it would only last for a certain window, so you'd have to set up different periods of time. I think they've taken care of that because, you know, if they're going to have this all up on their own streaming platform, it's going to be really difficult for somebody to have something that's Disney branded one day and then for it to be gone the next day. Especially your kids used to watching Cars over and over again.
Well, the kids' content is something that's very important because I have friends that know that are inside kind of at YouTube and do some stuff at YouTube and even are YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
And creating kids' content is one of the most amazing things because it's so cheap because all you have to do is find some kind of public domain music, which is old McDonald or something like that. You don't have to pay for it. Do some cheap animation. And people use that as a babysitter.
Yep.
And then they just watch racking up the views. It's unbelievable. Yeah. That's why I'm trying to make this a children's show, which I think would be perfect for... Wow. Korbansky! There he is. Look at him. He's so embarrassed.
He's so happy. YouTube, by the way, technically, you're not supposed to watch it if you're under 13. It's
Because
I also put Disney stuff on YouTube.
Somebody should tell that to Ryan's World because that kid's making bucks chachi.
Yeah.
Now, if you guys don't know what Ryan's World is, he's even got toys and stores. I think he's 4 or something. He opens up presents. Yeah. Which fantastic gig if you can get it.
It is.
Sheesh.
So some of the things that were announced, everything from the Loki show, which has been out for a little bit, a bunch of other things. Anybody really excited about something that is coming out on there?
I am.
Yeah, both of you at the same time. Sure, just talk over each other.
No, the what ifs, the first episode is going to be is what if Betty Ross took the super soldier serum instead of Captain America or you know whatever. So I think that'll be pretty cool.
That does sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for The Mandalorian.
Now what is, I don't even know what that is.
That is
it sounds like the car that went back in
China.
Time.
No.
1.21 gigawatts, Marty.
No, it is Boba Fett, his entire race.
They're called Mandalorians?
Yes, they're called Mandalorians. Okay. Kind of like the Dothraki.
Yeah.
That's basically what
the Star Wars Clone Wars series had like a really good run about the Mandalorians.
Yeah.
Their type is cool. I'm actually interested in the Scarlet Witch Vision series that's talked about as well as the
And what's
Winter
that called?
Soldier.
What's it called?
Like Scarlet Vision?
I think
something.
It is Scarlet Vision.
Yeah, something. I was like, really?
Scarlet Vision?
Scarlet Vision. It was not original.
It sounds like a People magazine
Wait a second.
Yeah, like a rom-com.
As opposed to the incredible naming of Spider-Man
Spider-Person.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to come out with some like true original intellectual property that is completely unrelated to any of the franchises that already exist in the Disney umbrella? Because that's what I'd be excited
for.
Not for
a while, I wouldn't think.
I think this is like a Nintendo rollout where you get Super Mario at the beginning. Like every Nintendo system that's rolled out, Super Mario's involved. And then they promise you Zelda.
And then you have to wait years.
Another year or two, like, because they're developing it and using the extent they can with the technology to get it to that point. But I think the idea is to pull you over I think, look at all the sequels. Sequels get you people in first rather than new content. Then you roll in the new content as it comes up. There will be some.
But if all they're doing is continuously putting out Disney, Marvel, Star Wars content, then Netflix has nothing to worry about in my mind.
Well,
because they're coming out with some real original stuff outside of the umbrella that they had with Marvel previously.
This is the way it's all going. It's going to all coexist. Television itself, broadcast television, is where the real struggle is going to be because now nobody watches television on the television's time. They watch it on their own time. Yep, I went to school for broadcast journalism.
Only for sports.
People even watch that later a lot of time. I was in college at University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee in 2000. Not 2000. I wish it was that late. 1996 was when I graduated. So I was there.
You see Corbin's reaction to that? you didn't get a wow. You got a whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, you Joey Lawrenced me.
Sorry.
Whoa. So, yeah, probably about 1994, I had a teaching assistant in a broadcast journalism class who was talking about how everything was going to go to their phones and you were going to time shift to watch when you wanted to, and that's how everything was going to be programmed. And it took a lot longer than he was saying it was going to, but that's where we're at now. I rarely watch anything when it's happening. I get it on my schedule. Mm-hmm. Even if it's HBO, I watch it on HBO Go or HBO Stop. One
HBO
of those.
Left.
HBO
Stop.
Now.
Of that, correction, I said Scarlet Vision, WandaVision.
Yeah, thanks so, Toledo for thank you, helping Toledo him for figure it out. I will always call out your errors. Don't ever dare call out mine.
Did you guys know that they're putting every episode of The Simpsons on Disney Plus?
Yes.
Is that because of the Fox murder?
I assume. Yeah. Except I'm sure everyone except for the Michael
Jackson. That.
Yep.
Oh, way to
What'd
go.
What'd you say about
Michael Jackson? Information. Yeah. What was the last part you said?
Oh, except for the Michael Jackson episode. They completely pulled that one after the HBO documentary.
Do they pull all Bill Cosby references, too?
I don't know.
Man. Also, anyone concerned about, like, the price increase? Like, I know, for example, one thing I have a gripe with is that they're not going to put... I knew they weren't going to put all the Marvel movies out all at once, but apparently, like, we're not going... They're going to have, like, 12 out by the end of the year. Or something
this
like that.
Is on Disney Plus?
Yes.
But you can still have it on Apple TV and everything like that. Not
is it that them trying to like acquire rights and everything? Or don't they already have that?
I think it's delays. If
they're doing the
not
DC
to talk poorly
type,
about
yeah,
them,
a,
but I mean, everything just takes forever internally at Disney, especially on the digital side. And like encoding those movies, making sure they look perfect.
Yep.
There's going to be delays around that and just the building the platform itself.
All the paperwork in the background.
Because like I know
having somebody like me to contact legal to find out the rights to stream in different countries. And,
yep.
Yeah. Okay. Because when you're headlining Captain Marvel and then Thor Dark World and Iron Man 2 or 3, like that's not really rah-rah Marvel, right?
And they probably want to roll it out over time. There's some strategy behind that, I'm sure, as well.
I'm thinking that it's going to be like the Disney Vault thing. The whole, you know how...
I heard they got rid of it.
Really?
Yeah. I heard they
what
finally
the
killed
Vault?
It for
not,
Disney
I,
Plus.
I,
so the Disney Vault started out...
I love
Walt,
having you as a...
I'm like your Disney expert now.
Well, this is unbelievable.
So back
I
in
finally
the day,
we found a use for you.
I know. I can do something. Yeah. So Walt, back in the day,
you
can only see
now.
Movies in
the
theater.
The
okay. Wait, oh, God. You. This is great. So now
like
that I'm
really
so I'm going to talk really importantly right now.
There
was a time, if you'll recall, before computers and movies
Corbin.
That were portable, that you could only see movies in the theater, and they weren't just continuously showing old movies. So Walt kind of set up this concept of the vault where he figured out that basically every 7 years would give you the ability to introduce the old movies to a generation of younger children that had never seen them before.
Mm-hmm.
So he would basically re-release those movies every 7 years and put them into the theater. Now, when it came to actually owning the movies, they continued to carry on this sort of vault tradition.
Yep.
But in a sense, that kind of it built up some excitement because every 7 years there would be a new VHS release in those clamshells, and then there would be a new DVD release. But as things have become more and more digital, instead of actually creating the ability for children who didn't have access to Bambi before, you instead created a black market for films that were released by Disney. And so if Bambi was released, it went away after a few months. Everybody who bought up the Bambi DVDs could then go sell them on eBay. But post, you know, just being able to do things on eBay, it really built everything up into the BitTorrent world as well, where you would just go download the movie because somebody would have ripped it and uploaded it. And so it ended up kind of being a self-defeating concept. I think that they killed it within the last year or two, which is kind of exciting because that was also something that we fought for because we were very...
We being whom?
We being my team on Disney Movies Online because...
Like the Avengers team?
Yeah, we had Assemble.
I like to think of a band of misfits, but whatever.
Yeah, it was more like the toys on Misfit Island.
I was trying to get... You got my wee voice.
Yeah, But it was always something that we were trying to work towards, because we knew that our competition was not these other movies that we were releasing that we were hoping would supplement it, but we were competing with somebody who was going to go steal the movie on the Pirate Bay, and we were completely losing the revenue on that. And man, the spike that you got every 7 years for re-releasing a movie was in no way going to make up for the loss of those revenues during that time.
But as a parent of a teenager now who is 3 years old, you know, say 10 years ago, we went through this whole cycle of Disney movies because they would do that. And that was part of their advertising blitz, was get it now before it goes away.
Yeah.
So when they would re-release those movies, as a parent who at that time was not into the whole digital realm, you know, even 10 years ago, I know a lot of parents at the time would gather up all those movies that were out, and then they would wait for the next release. So Peter Pan came around again, yep. Bambi came around again, and when they came around, there was that rush, especially for DVD, when DVD, everybody thought DVD was going to be the realm that everybody would archive their movies on. But they would rush to buy the DVDs. And I know that happened with the VHS and all that. Now, you're right, it's gone away now, but now you've got people with all those stock of their Disney. I know the whole Disney collection, parents with the entire thing that they waited every year to buy whatever new movie was being released.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the big problem with DVDs was, because children wanted to watch movies over and over again, they would inevitably get destroyed. Well, So then you've got this vaulted movie that you waited for however many years to buy, and then a year later, because your kid watched it 100 times, you can no longer even use it, and it was gone. It had its benefits for sure. I mean, there was certainly a spike in sales because of it. But can you imagine, you know, instead of having that single spike in sales, just people being able to buy it during the whole course of that 7 years? I would think that overall the revenues would be higher.
I couldn't imagine that at all. Like, not even able to see my favorite scenes again. Like, that sounds
strange. Yeah.
Welcome.
Here's a quick search on what properties Disney owns now of Fox's. They own Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, The Simpsons, American Dad, Futurama, King of the Hill, and then they also own a number of other series that are on other networks. They also own the contract rights to 24, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Hill Street Blues, MASH, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and The Shield. Those are all Fox properties. And in a world of reboots, that probably means more for original content when you're talking about Disney Plus. This is something that we were talking about last week, my friends and I, about how these old shows in a reboot world, when they're redone, they'll go to Disney Plus. There's your original content.
There it is.
Wow. Original content is something
somewhat original content.
Yeah.
That's been done
remade
before.
Semi-original.
But I know what you're saying. But it is funny to think that's what we think of original content, right, though, nowadays.
Reboot.
That's a reboot.
Yeah. Well, and original content wasn't even a concept in 2010 when we were working on this original movie streaming platform. Netflix, I don't think, had even come out with their first original piece of content. Everybody was just rushing to buy up distribution rights for old content.
I remember when I first went to LA, the contracts had nothing to do with internet and understanding that you could, the different places anything was going to be used.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, over a few years, you'd look at these contracts and everything changed.
It throughout the universe, I think, is what is actually in those for the distribution rights now. For any future form of media throughout the universe,
I remember seeing throughout the universe in perpetuity and thinking that's what we should have called the podcast.
Perpetuity Playground?
Perpetuity. All right. So one of the things, one of the properties that's going to be on there is Star Wars, which will be all that stuff. That's just crazy to think all that stuff. The
that's different from Star Trek, right?
Slightly. Yes, it is. Think, get it through your skull, go through that fro and into your cerebral cortex. So, the Disney trailer, big deal this week. A lot of my mega fans of Star Wars went crazy for this. What did you guys think?
I was hyped. I mean, first, I think the last part, the Palpatine laugh, like that, was at work. I was like, oh!
Wait, you turned into a Chappelle sketch? Damn! What's this all about? Wait,
so, Palpatine laugh better than the Joker
because
laugh?
Because I spent a whole year and a half, or 2 years, I guess, between The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi trying to find a way where Palpatine fit in. And I had the entire Star Wars...
Did you have it mapped out like Law & Order SVU?
Oh, my gosh.
You had it
on a web.
I was like...
the conspiracy theory.
And Solo, and I was doing all these connections. And then that movie was like a slap in the face against everything I'd worked for. It made me feel like
everything I'd worked for.
I really took the time.
Hold on.
I read every.
But Palpatine died, didn't he?
Gone forever.
Exactly. But there was a line about that.
And in the comics, I mean, Palpatine had. Didn't he? He did. I'm asking, like, it's the thing.
Yeah,
he actually
tell
brought
us.
Himself, like, back to life. Like,
kind of like Darth Maul?
Yeah, like in a clone. Exactly. Yeah. In the early.
But yeah, Darth
to mid-90s.
Maul's still dead.
What?
Isn't Darth Maul still gone?
Oh, Darth Maul too, but I'm saying this is in like the comic series in like the early to mid 90s.
So nobody
Skywalker
dies.
Faced him again.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no one stays gone forever. But yeah.
All right. Like so Darth Vader just like throwing him over.
No, I mean he
sacrificed
went
himself
to a
for nothing.
Explosion. You never know.
Oh, all right.
I can see you in like your room at home doing it like It's Always Sunny and
I had every
Philadelphia style.
I literally cried tears when Disney made all of the legend stuff obsolete or said it was going to be legends. I had every book. I was so huge on that. So then I was like, wow, all that work for nothing.
Oh, but you mean they basically got rid of all that alleged continuity?
All of the continuity, all the content between what? The end of The Return of the Jedi up through and taking out Clone Wars.
Yeah.
So for like 20, 25 years of content, they basically said, listen, we're going to go our own path. We may draw ideas from it, but we're not wed to anything. So that just took away a whole storylines and generations of, you know, I had to deal with Chewie dying in the Star Wars books. I was like, oh my God, he's gone, and Luke's gone, and that's not.
There's so many.
The case
there's
the
so many branches with those books. Like I remember reading quite a bit of them.
Yuuzhan Vong and all
there
that.
There was just there were so many dope.
I thought you were just talking another language.
Oh no, that's the villain. Nothing. Totally.
But I just don't think they wanted to feel constrained by all of that because there is so much content out there, and it's like you know if you said. That all the Marvel movies have to follow the comic books precisely. That's kind of where they went and said, no, we're not going to follow the comics precisely. Mm-hmm. We're making our own stories. And
at the same time, now you have something where I think this trailer for this show, even by bringing Palpatine back, almost seems to me like a step back for the Star Wars franchise because they made such, in my mind, a major sidestep or misstep in The Last Jedi that now they're going to bring some older continuity back in because they were branching out their own story.
Oh, I hope they bring the Midichlorians back.
Mandalorians?
Do you think they'll be pod racing?
No. Mandalorians with Midichlorians?
Better the Ewoks.
My Midichlorian count.
Qui-Gon Jinn, why not?
Ewoks.
I mean,
Ewoks better than Porgs?
Jar Jar
That's
Binks.
Our next poll.
Is Jar Jar back?
Okay.
Wait, Jar Jar.
I'm going to say something stupid. Isn't Armageddon?
Isn't Jar Jar the mastermind behind everything?
He is the emperor. That's his laugh at the end of this trailer.
Yeah.
That's Jar Jar.
They just slowed it
Wait,
down.
Wait, that was Mr. Mitsupitsulik.
I can't with y'all.
You guys do know they got Carrie Fisher in it. They took parts that were unedited. Yeah, footage.
Unedited? They took real unedited?
Yeah. Oh, she's cussing, snorting. Ooh. I don't know.
All right.
So from The Force Awakens, so they're going to put that in there.
Which is good, because I think they're going to close out her character arc, which I don't feel. They were saying it was a semi-close out in The Last Jedi, but I didn't feel that way. I'm sure most agreed.
Yeah.
But, all right. Well, yeah. We got to get on to Game of Thrones because that was going to be the meat of the show, and we're halfway through already. No, you guys, this is great. This is good for you guys, what you do.
It's great.
This might be my favorite thing because we go from Corbin knowing everything about Star Wars and what was it? Zeknat? Was it like you're talking backwards or something? For what was it?
Yuuzhan Vong.
Okay. Yeah. What is? How do you spell that?
I probably mispronounced it knowing me, but Y-U-Z-H...
Perfect. Good. All right.
They were like the next alien threat after the Empire had been destroyed and everything, and they were the ones who killed Chewie and Han Solo's son.
No, hey, okay. Those are spoilers I don't want to hear.
Okay.
So in terms of Game of Thrones, Corbin has never – you've never seen any Game of Thrones at all?
No.
Not even a single
How
Game
are you
of
alive
Thrones?
Right now? Like how does this happen?
No, I love this.
Never was interested.
So we're going to play.
You just lived your life, apparently.
You. You just lived his life. In a library with a bunch of comic books. So we're going to play a quick little game here Game of Thrones, Athlete or Scientist.
All right.
And this is just for Corbin because, you're going to know all the Game of Thrones
this
characters.
This is great. He's going to forget the character. Yeah. He's going to forget the categories. Yeah.
Just pretend like you don't
know. Well, I know the I'm good with athletes. Okay.
We'll see how good you are. We're going across. We're going world across the world for athletes. All right. So the first one, we will go Ramsay Bolton, Game of Thrones character, athlete or scientist. Ramsay Bolton sounds like he played for the Lakers, right?
It does.
I didn't mean to give it away.
It does, but
probably
no.
Back in Minnesota, right?
That almost
he's a 5-tool player.
Scientist.
5-tool player. Scientist. Ramsey Bolton, correct, if you're in Bizarro World. Oh. That was 100% wrong. Ramsey Bolton, Game of Thrones character.
Okay.
Maybe Adonis, create a sound effect for correct and a sound effect for wrong. You got something in your cerebral?
Correct is
beep, 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 beep.
I thought maybe it was going to be Goofy for correct and Scooby for wrong.
And we'd have to decide which it was.
We just have to figure it out.
I like that. Fireball Roberts. Fireball Roberts. Game of Thrones character, athlete, or scientist?
That has to be an athlete.
That is an athlete. NASCAR.
Baseball
NASCAR guy. Left turn. He's,
fireball
they both
fast.
Make left turns around the bases. Right. You're right. Robert Boyle. Robert Boyle.
Game of Thrones.
Scientist. Boyle. All right.
He invented boiling. Or he discovered it.
He did the accent on me. I figured.
No, yeah, I'm doing that stuff.
Sir Robert Boyle.
Like,
okay.
Bran Stark. Bran Stark.
Game of Thrones.
NBA player.
What?
Yes. Cousin of John Stark.
No.
Not at all. You're correct.
John Starkton. Johnny Starkton.
I was like, wait, what?
Ned Stark, yes, from downtown.
Well, I got one. That's all.
With authority. He's on fire.
Literally.
I want his head on a stick.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Randall Tarley. Randall Tarley. Game of Thrones character, athlete, or scientist?
Say it again?
Randall Tarley.
You think hearing it again is going to help you?
Is this a spelling bee?
You were just trying to remember the categories again.
Game of Thrones character, athlete, scientist.
Cat.
Randall Tarley.
Cat.
Scientist.
No, Game of Thrones character. This is how
What's
about
with
this?
The Ramses and the Randalls?
Randall's not his last name. Oh. And neither is Ramsey.
Yeah, but Thomas Ramsey Dolby on there.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. All maybe right. You're thinking I'm putting commas in there in a space.
No.
Okay. Let's see. You can get this one. I know because you work in a library. This will.
All right.
That should tip you. Archimedes. Archimedes.
Librarian.
Listen, Game of Thrones, because I don't see
Archimedes. He's a scientist.
What? Well, where do you work in the library? At the front desk.
Nonfiction.
It threw me off. Okay, I don't remember.
Nonfiction. He said no Archimedes.
I was thinking Greek god like Achilles, Archimedes. I wasn't putting.
You had Greek, right?
You could have said Plato. That would have helped me.
All right, Plato. You know?
Plato is not a Greek god. He's a
no, but
he was
he's
a
like a
person.
Scientist.
Yeah, he invented okay, that.
You got philosopher
that,
closer
you got
to that.
That one. All right. Johann Blake. Johann
that has
Blake.
To be a... No.
Get... No.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
It's actually Game of Athletes. He's an athlete.
He's actually my cousin.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
That's not really your cousin.
For real, for real.
You're not
really?
Related to every
and you
Blake,
got it wrong?
Are you? Are you related to Blake Griffin?
I just
no.
Made it.
That's okay. The wrong...
I'm just trying to throw you up.
Stand by it.
That's an athlete.
Are you to Blake Griffin?
Wow. I was like,
Adonis
no.
Blake Griffin?
Yeah.
Is a new mashup for us?
It's before and after question. In
all right. What last one. Ramsey Bolton.
I just... You're messed up for that. Game... No.
Sounds like
I said it first. Scientist.
It's Game of Thrones.
We already did it. We already did it.
How did you do this? I thought I did Randall and Ramsey.
100% wrong. It's a cat, like Zach said.
Dog.
Oh my God.
All right, that was Game of Thrones. So you have a lot of catching up to do to be as hip as the rest of us.
Oh, God.
And I look like an idiot. I feel you.
So this is the point. If you don't want to hear what's going on or what went on and you haven't watched Game of Thrones yet, take a little break here and come back later because we are going to spoil some stuff. What did you guys think of the premiere?
I can start. I thought it was a basically a strong reset.
Yes. 100%.
And so nothing of real consequence happened except for reintroducing you to characters, reunionizing, is that a thing? A lot of characters, and really
it was a family reunion. It seemed like a lot of a family reunion at the beginning.
Yeah. And I think it was very like an ominous opening, right? Because you know a lot of bad things are going to happen, but only really like good things seem to happen in the episode, which is very un-Game of Thrones.
Yes. Well, I think it's to set you up for the next. But this is the weird thing. I think a lot of people went back and watched older episodes and prepared for this. So I didn't understand the reset so much. It didn't make a ton of sense. I still like the episode. I like everything they do because it's really well acted and fun to watch in terms of all that. But just the reset thing, factor of it, I felt like, man, I wanted more. I just wanted, because of all the lead up and all the hype, I think there was so much hype that I was looking for something new. And I didn't get a ton of that.
I did when Jamie got off his horse right there at the end. Yeah, I was like, man, I want more. I was like, yeah, you're the guy who pushed me off the tower. You know,
hey,
I
what's up, homie?
Yeah, I think so much of it, though, in addition to just being that reset, was throwing back to a lot of the things that made you love the show in the first place.
Yes.
And so there were a lot of references to previous episodes, like you mentioned, Bran seeing Jaime for the first time since he pushed him out of a window. Arya being grown up and seeing the potential king and queen strolling through town, which is what they saw in the first episode.
Yes.
And so I think there were some things like that where you're like, all right, we've come a long way. And now we're really reaching that end, and we just want to make you a little bit comfortable before that
happens.
When
you're saying this, it kind of made me think of the big return Star Wars.
Force Awakens.
Oh, yeah, Force Awakens.
Yeah, which was very similar to A New Hope, right?
Yeah.
It was almost that kind of feeling.
Modernizing the exact same story.
Yeah. It was like setting you up. It was like taking all the stuff that we'd seen before and redoing it in a new way, I guess, rebooting in some ways.
And I think, Force Awakens was like, hey, we want you to remember why you liked Star Wars, because the last few movies made you forget why you liked Star Wars. And this one was maybe similar. Like, it's been a couple of years since the last episode aired, right? It's been a while.
But that's the thing. It was a couple of years. I felt like I wanted a little bit more new. Not that it would deter me from watching it all, because I can't wait to see the next one. But it really made me go, I didn't get a ton of new stuff out of this, and I was really hoping for that, I think.
I feel, most of the night prior and the day before, yesterday, I sat there and I did the key episodes, watched a lot of the key episodes. So I kind of reintroduced myself to why I like the show. I mean, everybody knows why they like the show and everything like that, but it made me just get even more hype for the premiere. And I noticed immediately while watching the premiere last night that it was basically a mirror of the first episode, the very first episode, how you got introduced to the characters. You're getting introduced to this again, like everybody's saying, and I didn't need more. Right. I think more is coming. But this
I think
made
you're in
me
the
feel
same,
good.
I think, okay, so you're kind of in the same boat where you liked it and you enjoyed it, but you're kind of like, I just needed a little bit. I wanted a little bit more, but I know I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
So it was almost like this was a teaser for that.
So do you feel like the last 5 minutes or so where you had the people that had been in East Watch that went to that castle and where the White Walkers had obviously already gone through, do you feel like that kind of suspense, like that excitement was something that you would have liked more of that?
Yeah, it starts to ramp up near the end. It really does. The one thing that threw me off a little bit for something that wins so many awards and is so well done, some of the dragon flying just seemed a little low-tech to me.
It was Top Gun-ish.
I felt like I was watching a projected screen and watching people on animatronics almost for a little bit compared to some of the stuff. Like, the dragon up close would be so amazing and cool, and then they go to the flying thing, and I was kind of like,
Well, also the scenery was so vivid, too. Yes. Maybe they just chose the wrong backdrop for it, because it really...
But you noticed it, too, correct?
Yeah, no, it was not... You know, blockbuster movie.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is with this felt CGI. Like a blockbuster movie premiere, and then you had to realize it's still
a
television.
Yeah.
It's television, albeit very good television. So, was there anything is anybody
else doing a Deathpool?
we had the game.
We will be.
Toledo, we're going to get into that. I want to get to the Mark V really quickly here. The Mark V, of course, named after Tony Stark, Mark V suit, which we're preparing. Everyone
House
getting
Stark?
Out their phones.
Yeah, Tony of House Stark.
Tony of House Stark. Do me a favor. Enjoy yourself as I send a dragon toward you.
Winter's coming.
Winter is coming. Not right away.
I think it's here already.
Winter's coming, so grab your coats. We got for the Night King before he becomes the Day King. So the what we do on the Mark Fives is always go off on a little bit of a tangent to bring it in, talk about as though we stay. We actually, this is probably the most topic-filled podcast I think we've ever done.
By far
the most information. We actually had people research this week instead of just making fun of each other for not. So very good job, everybody. this week is top five families. It could be any kind of family. I didn't give any type of definition for that. So I'm going to throw it to Donnie first. All right. Top five.
All right.
I love how you cleared your throat off mic.
Clear. My number five is the Griffins.
And some other Family people Guy? Had Griffins as well. By the way, a cameo of me on the Family Guy one time on a billboard.
Which episode?
Peter Griffin flies over Vegas and he's like, Frank Caliendo, he does a 5 o'clock show. I don't even do a Peter Griffin, but apparently I have one.
There you go.
I've never done
it. Well, you better get it like set for Disney Plus because Family Guy coming back.
Tying it all. Right on. I'll tell you what, though. I was pretty proud of myself there because I've never done that before. I'm not as good
you
as
you sounded
most of
like you're straight out of Quahog.
Not as good as most of my other stuff. There's some fighter jets coming after Peter Griffin, his plane.
Wow.
Did you show it already? Oh, welcome to Las Vegas. It's gotten worse.
Is that CGI?
There it flies by me.
Frank Caliendo.
How fat am I in that picture?
Oh, my God.
I hear animation adds 10 pounds.
Animation. Yeah, I am.
That's good.
Yeah. They got my hairline right, though.
I'm about to say that.
They got your arm expression.
They did figure that out. That's my stupid hand. Ah, I'm surprised by this picture.
Wow. Well, there you go. Do you know?
That's so, all right. So, can I continue?
Yes.
And see if I'll see if I can tie it back into me somehow.
Number four is The Sopranos.
Okay.
Were you on
fantastic.
That?
I was very good.
You're Italian, right?
I was actually Tony Soprano. That's where I was. All right? So why don't you settle down, Jack? Huh?
That's more De Niro there.
Hey, that's this right here, huh?
You just want to hear De Niro.
you got a problem, okay? Settle down. I'll kick his ass.
And then number three is the Starks.
Okay. Of course. Yep. We know that.
Yep.
Hubbard.
Number two is the Simpsons.
Okay.
March.
And number one. Favorite show growing up was Married with Children, so I had to give it up to the Bundys.
You know what? I feel like you could have been in that show.
I wish I could have been. Meet David Faustino, Ed O'Neill, and all that.
You are kind of Bud Bundy-ish. The more we get you off the beanbag, the more I realize you belong there.
oh, my God.
Anybody else? That went by pretty quickly. Corbin, give us a rundown of yours pretty quickly here.
So I got the Ball family. You know, Lonzo Ball, LeVar
Big
Ball.
Big baller brand,
wow.
Baby.
Never lost.
Oh, you know? A lot of money.
Number four was the Kardashians. I mean, come on. Number three, the Gosling family. Remember John and K+8?
Yeah.
Bringing it back. Yeah.
You're going all reality TV
bringing
on this
it
one?
Back? Was like 2 years ago.
Like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
No, the Goslings haven't been together forever.
You're right. They divorced 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Are they back together again?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
All right.
Favorite broken families.
Number two is the Banks family, Fresh Prince.
Oh.
Uncle Phil.
There it is.
First things first.
Will.
Okay. And then number one was the Griffins.
There were quite a bit of that. Adonis? As quickly as you. Oh, you. Adonis couldn't even.
I couldn't.
He's like,
make
oh, there's just so many.
Families?
Adonis.
Now I sound like
families?
Is yours coming from scientific classification? That's what I was expecting. Genus, species, class, family,
oh
order.
No, I couldn't decide. I really couldn't decide. Right. There's some.
Give us two. Give us two that you will have regrets about.
I forgot what their name was, but
oh great! What a great family.
The family in Different Strokes. What you talking
even
about, Willis?
David. Even David Carino guy. even Comic Book David is like, what? How do you not? You can't have a the whole part of a family is you know the name. You have a crest.
Look.
You even look up on the internet. What's the name?
Don't you know Willis. Your character name?
Your Black Roots.
Whoa.
You know that, and that was the thing. That was the thing. Oh, I kept going back to the banks, the banks, all of them.
The Winslows,
the Winslows, way, Thompson,
the Drummonds for you. Think Andre Drummond.
Oh, I thought you were talking.
Sorry, my bad.
Arnold.
Yeah,
Andre. I like the darker Drummonds.
What? I don't even know what that means, and I don't want to know. Just stay. Next.
Gosh.
So one you didn't know the name of.
Who's okay. Over? Then I guess the next one would be the Winslows. Because I was always called.
Family Matters?
Yes. Right. I was always called Urkel.
Now, really? This is a question for you, Adonis.
I was
always called Urkel. About using the Cosbys.
I did.
Me too.
I thought about, there were so many, and I realized that that list
No, you
was
can't. Also, no, because people would just hate you anyway.
Yeah.
He chose the Kardashians.
What about the Wayans?
Come on,
that
man.
Was who
them
actually
too.
Sucked for, to
yeah, that's the
you.
Thing. The Wayans.
You can't choose the Wayans.
Because
what did they do?
Well, they didn't do anything. So
they live in color.
The no, Wayans. No, like the Cosbys. Like no.
What was their?
Are they
all,
do nothing wrong? No. Are they not? Are they okay?
I mean,
no. Zach, give us two.
I'll give you two. All right. They got the Bluths from Arrested Development.
Ah,
I thought this was only going to be Jewish families.
Yeah. Well, so as an aside,
the Goldbergs.
This is an aside featuring like Zach. I always thought that the Starks were very representative of the Jewish people in a sense.
Quick question.
And so we can get into that tangent later.
Marvel
maybe
Starks.
Maybe it's one of those things
we're talking about, because you weren't talking about the Starks family, were you?
Yeah. John
Tony
Stark.
Yeah.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
John
oh,
Stark.
Oh, good. I thought it was
John
losing
Stark.
Something.
Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. John Stark.
Starks to Ewing. Yes. Ned Stark to Patrick Ewing.
The joke. I get it now. Okay.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Dumb.
Moving on.
Callback.
Oh, Jefferson's. Moving on up.
See?
George.
The Griswolds from the Vacation movies.
Hey.
Oh, very good. I got a couple other ones. Those are the good ones.
Adams family.
Okay. Yeah.
Toledo, you got anything special for us?
I John Adams and John Quincy Adams. Those Adams family.
Nothing?
I got nothing.
Okay, good.
The Gotties.
Wow.
Everything in Brian's, who's not here, he's at work right now, everything in his was 80s sitcom stuff. It was Full House and
TGIF.
Just,
oh, the dinosaurs.
Yeah. Dinosaurs was his alternative. I forgot to tell him not to tell everybody. He just
I saw that.
Sent his out
spoiler
to
alert.
So, Toledo, explain this game to us, what you put together for us, because I'm totally confused in what it is.
Oh, God.
Okay, so it's a death pool, basically, for Game of Thrones.
Deathpool.
Because the first episode, there wasn't anything really shocking in it, and the one character that died I don't think is on anybody's list.
Nope.
We got lists from everybody on the show about what their favorite characters from Game of Thrones are. So we're going to put together a death pool, and basically the way it works is you pick whether that character dies this season, whether they live this season, or whether they become a White Walker this season.
Ooh.
And then as bonus points, we're going to ask you to pick who gets the Iron Throne at the end of the season. And then it does the White King live or die? And if he dies, who kills him? So those are bonus point questions, but it's basically just a point pool where if you get the point right, you get a point. If it doesn't happen, you don't get points taken off. But it's a simple pool. Everybody online can join in. We'll put it out on Twitter and other social media. And we'll keep track as the weeks go.
And we're going to be doing that not on the show today. We're going to be doing that in our free time at home, and then taking a look back at it. Okay.
Yes,
gotcha.
So that's
so next week we'll have our first update on the death pool.
Man, this is going to be stressful.
Uh-oh. Why?
I think it's going to be fun.
I'm stressed already.
Why are you stressed? You don't have to think of a family.
This is I know people who do like a real life death pool. So
I know a comic book character
I
based
one.
On it.
Oh my god.
This is the dollar store version of Deadpool, Deathpool.
Deathpool. Yeah, it's the Sky Jordans. So back in the day, Corbin, there was a fella by the name of Michael Jordan,
yes.
Nicknamed Air. Okay. And he had his Air Jordans footwear. Okay. And then, like, some of the secondary
So he was an athlete, yes. Game of Thrones character, or a scientist?
He was all three. And he came out with the Nike Air Jordans, which started the whole basketball shoe thing, and it went from, like, Converse All-Stars to the real deal. Mm-hmm. And then there were a bunch of knockoffs called Sky Jordans, which I had a pair of.
Still made in China, either way.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, that's a new segment called Back in the Day.
Before COVID. That's it.
And it doesn't make it to the podcast. It only gets edited out. In terms of the polls of last week, Adam West is going against in a bonus round because Spawn beat everybody.
What?
Sorry, I get that confused.
Ben
Affleck beat out Christian Bale in an incredibly close poll, which was like 0.4% or something like that.
Man.
And now Adam West, I think people aren't taking this as seriously.
I don't think
And it's 71% to 29% Adam West over Ben Affleck. But here's the deal. The votes are way down. I think that's because a lot of the younger people that use the internet have no idea who Adam West is unless they are Simpsons
fans. Are there
fans.
Still younger people on Facebook?
there are. Of the nine that are still using Facebook.
Yeah. Corbin's one of them.
Oh, okay. yes.
Well, I think also maybe people are voting for Adam West out of spite. Like, yeah. They're just upset that Ben Affleck
won Kevin
the last
in there,
two.
Though. And Val Kilmer back? Boy.
What?
Val Kilmer
got crushed.
Val Kilmer is not coming
Val
back.
Val Kilmer was destroyed.
Although I would consider voting for Val Kilmer over Ben Affleck.
Thank you.
You would? You think it was all matchups that we're going to have to start it over?
It was matchups. Oh, Joe set me up. He knows.
Oh, my God.
If you put Val Kilmer against the best of the best, he at least made it past the first round. You put him against, who was it, Michael Keaton? Come on now.
Yeah, but he thought Affleck was going to get crushed.
Much like in football, gentlemen, any given Sunday, anything can happen.
Jaromir Jagr.
Game of Thrones.
Athlete.
Hockey player.
Hockey player. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Yo. I can't.
I wouldn't have known that one. Well, I knew it wasn't Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. How about this one? Stannis Baratheon.
Stannis Baratheon. Like Game of Thrones.
They hooped
Game
it up, right?
But I'm going to go athlete.
I would feel like Stannis is a guy that played baseball in the 1890s.
Well, it could be that or
along with Honest Wagner.
Yes.
Honest Wagner.
Honus. Stannis Baratheon, and it's a double play.
Then you get the athlete sound of name, and it's a scientist. Like,
So this sounds like a scientist. Then.
Well, that sounded like an athlete, but I'm going Game of Thrones because of Baratheon name, last name. That could only
said athlete.
Yeah,
you
did say athlete.
Just for who?
For Baratheon.
Yeah, but it sounds like he'd be a Game of Thrones guy, too.
It is a Game of Thrones guy.
Well, then I'd change my vote.
It's too late.
Nikola Tesla.
Oh, scientist.
Yes. Wow. Oh, as a matter of fact, it is. What was that voice?
Oh, scientist. Of course. Hello, everyone.
That's his new mystery box voice.
When I get excited sometimes, you know.
All right. We go up a couple
just
octaves.
Just an octave, yeah.
As always, Octavius. You can give us some feedback on the Game of Thrones games and stuff like that. The Mark V of families. Do you remember where that's at?
That is at Comic Playground everywhere.
You know, and so I thought you were going to say, hi, I'm Adonis.
Wave to the camera.
Hey, I'm Adonis at Comic Playground
All
everywhere.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, don't encourage him, please. Is there anything we missed? Toledo, was there something
you
we
encouraged
needed?
Him?
No, I think we got it all.
All right. And in time today. So that was fantastic, John.
Yay.
Next week. We got. I don't think we've even discussed what's going to be happening next week, but it's
Endgame.
Maybe
week.
Have a game changer.
No, Game of Thrones, yeah. Deadpool thing.
Game changers
Deathpool.
Of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Like
I did Lou Holtz. You guys know who Lou Holtz is? Lou
yes.
Holtz, former
Notre Dame
head coach at Notre Dame. Then he went and coached South Carolina, still wearing the Notre Dame hat.
Well, that's just stupid. It's funny. Yeah.
Most of my,
it's a slap in the face, you know. Yeah, I'm great to be here, even though I'd rather be a Notre Dame.
I think it's too soon to talk about Notre Dame right now.
Well, different Notre Dame.
Oh,
So I did Lou Holtz doing the theme song of
That's how it sounded?
Yeah.
Spot on. You have the facial expressions, too.
Let's go look at the mother of all dragons. She's hooking up with Jon Snow, and it's getting heated. Jon Snow's gonna melt here. Look at him. He looks like that sound. What the heck is going on? You want to spit fire at me, dragon? I'll put it out with my saliva.
He sounds like Sam Kensington. Like, oh!
Sam Kensington.
I'm probably getting their name wrong. I know.
No, you got it totally wrong. You made him like a vacuum.
Sam Worthington?
Sam Worthington, a James Worthy basketball player.
I got that reference.
All right. Until next time, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. I'm Batman Sidekick.